Inhale. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Ad Gare Name. Jigad Gare Name. Satgare name, Sigurudeve name, Adgare name, Jigadgare name, Satgare name, Sigurudeve name. One more time, Adgare name, Jigadgare name, Satgare name, Sigurudeve name. And inhale. Yogi Bhajan saying, surround the planet with your blessing, with protection. The mother needs protection. The planet and her children need protection. So he's suggesting when we do our tune-in and our Adgarena Mays, imagine that we're surrounding the planet with the Adgarena Mays, not just our body. So we go left side, Adgarena Mays, back of the head, Adgarena Mays, right side, and then in front. He's saying, surround the planet with the Adgarena Mays. You have that much power. The mind has that much reach. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, teacher. So, he wants us to talk about claiming. He's saying, you're all spiritual teachers, and he wants to talk, break that down for us more today, and talk about claiming ourselves as spiritual teachers. Claiming our mastery, our Mata Shakti. So, we'll just talk about a couple of brief astrological influences, and then we'll go into that. So, the big cyclic astrological cycle that we've been dealing with for the last, which is a completion of a 26,000-year cycle, is Uranus square Pluto. So, we started in 12/21/2012 is when that started its a whole new cycle. The end of a 26,000 was the Uranus square Pluto. So that's Aquarius square Scorpio. So we're just now kind of coming out of the fog of understanding what it is to move into a whole new consciousness. So we're at the beginning of a new 26,000 Aquarius Pluto, square Pluto cycle, meaning how we view the world, how our consciousness interfaces with the world around us, with Aquarius, with the community, with the world, with the galactics, with the 10 dimensions, with all these qualities and dimensions and energies and things that we've been talking about, that we all read about and know about it. So he's saying just relax, it's happening, and understand that everything's cyclic. And we're also working with the 20-year cycle, which is this grand trine between Chiron, Jupiter, and Saturn. This happens every 20 years, so we've been talking about this on the call. But Chiron, wherever that shows up in your chart, Chiron's the wounded healer, so that kind of primal wound that you come into with, and with trining with Jupiter and Saturn. So whatever you do that expands you, whatever your contribution is, whatever your gifts you are, that creates expansion for you, that you share on the earth plane. And it could be planting tulip bulbs. So I was happy to hear that Tejkrit was gardening this weekend, and I've been out working outside too with carrying pieces of wood, right? Chop wood, carry water. So I've been out, so to speak, chopping wood and carrying water this weekend. So that's the Saturn. Saturn is the manifestation, that which brings us to Earth. If it wasn't for Saturn, we wouldn't even be here. So it's thought of kind of as like the bad guy, but it's actually the manifestation planet also. So when we come out of our kind of unconsciousness and understand what our gifts are, what expands us, and then we come into bring our soul consciousness, our divine consciousness, into our body and start seeing the world through the eyes of the divine, of our divine soul, and in 3D, now we're working with this trine, that this 20-year cyclic trine that we're in, Chiron, Jupiter, Saturn. So those are our two astrological main influences in terms of the cycles. And we talked about that we are in Gemini, which is the connector, social, going out and doing things, so short trips. So it's a beautiful time to activate those connections and move out into the world more, see what else is out in the world, have some new experiences. So what Yogi Bhajan was talking to us about was, okay, you know, like, I know you're impatient, I know you're waiting for things to happen, so go ahead and get clarity as you become more empowered in the world, and your material needs, your finances, the manifestations happen that we're all waiting for. Just understand who you are. Understand that you are spiritual teachers, and what is that? So he wanted just to define that for us a little bit and talk about that today. So what he's telling us is that a spiritual teacher is able to measure a person's consciousness and the relationship that a person has to their consciousness. So then I'm asking him, okay, sir, what do you mean by consciousness? To me, that's one of those words that's used so many times, like energy or light, you know. So he was saying the way he's using the word consciousness is how much a person is aware of and connected to and acts from the light of their soul, which is where our divinity lives. So he's saying, he's using consciousness as the reflection of the light of the divine into 3D, into the material realm. So what is the relationship that a person is aware and acts from the light of their soul, acts from their own divinity, and brings that expansion? So here we have the Chiron, Jupiter, Saturn trine, right? Perfect time to move into this, brings the awareness of their divine consciousness onto the physical plane and acts that way and acts from the identity of being a spiritual teacher. So he's saying he wants us all to practice acting from the identity of being a spiritual teacher, being a spiritual master, noticing when we're acting from our connected consciousness, our connected divinity, and notice when we're able to share that with others. And you say, not in a pushy way, but just in a, you know, just to notice how we interact in a way that elevates the connection of the soul light with other people and activates their soul light, their connection with the light of their soul. So he's saying, that's what's going to heal you. He said, everybody has all these complaints. Well, why don't you focus on what's going to heal you and heal others while you're, you know, quote-unquote, waiting for, you know, what we're waiting to manifest for. So this is what his direction to us was today when I was meditating. I'm okay, sir. You know, what do you want us to focus on right now? So he's telling us that when our mind is balanced and refined, and that's the divine is refined, he's saying, your divinity is refined. The divine is refined. And when your divine is refined, it serves your soul, and it serves the light of your consciousness. And that's what actually mixes the tattvas. And that creates our identity as a spiritual being, as a spiritual teacher. And it creates us living from our dignity, and we live from the awareness of our divinity. So, the consciousness. So the consciousness mixes the tattvas. So we've talked a lot about the tattvas on other calls. But he's saying that with a balanced mind, that our mind is actually the control center, but we have to be in our neutral mind accessing our divinity so our soul can come through and balance the Saturn, right? Balance all this out. So we can be healed, Chiron, Jupiter, Saturn, be healed and walk in this consciousness. So that's what we have right now. So the spiritual teacher, as I said, measures this consciousness and this relationship. And then, you know, as a still in human body, the idea to become a spiritual teacher, or you're in a spiritual community, that they start putting this measure of perfection on everything. Oh, things should be perfect. I should be perfect. The teacher should be perfect. But it's not the perfection that matters. It's when people are able to move into a state of grace. He's saying, as long as you're in a physical body, whether you're a spiritual teacher or not, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to have to deal with ego, your own ego, other people's ego. There's going to be lots of comings and goings and ups and downs and feelings, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge to stay balanced and neutral and connected to our divinity. But he's saying what we really want to do is move from this idea, he's saying, which is really a judgmental concept, the idea of things have to be perfect. The world around us has to be a certain way. Spiritual teachers have to be a certain way. I have to be a certain way. The idea of perfection to moving into the state of grace. And he's saying, you do that with your breath, with the prana. So just teach your mind to consciously breathe. And conscious breathing will activate the frontal lobe of our brain and take us from the reptilian brain, the unconsciousness, the automatic, the animal part, to the consciousness, to the frontal lobe of our brain, and activate the neural networks that connect our soul to our consciousness. So he's just asking us to understand. He's saying, this is how you can move into the field of grace. And he's saying, when you live and walk in the field of grace and you can experience your divinity and your dignity, then you feel like you're floating on air. You feel that your own soul, spirit, God, whatever we want to call it, that we're working in partnership with the etheric field, that we're being held rather than feeling isolated, which the ego brings feelings of isolation and separation. So it's moving into this quantum field, which will carry us across all of our doubts and our our mental games, you think. So this is what we're really looking at. And then he starts giving us different ideas. He said, you know, what did Jesus Christ really say? And who was Jesus? He said he heard that people say all attribute all kinds of things to all these different spiritual teachers and spiritual masters. And he said what Jesus Christ did is win everybody through compassion and through his heart. He may or may not have done all the things that people said. Maybe he did, but what made him immortal? What was his legacy? It was that he looked at the world through compassion, through his heart. He didn't judge. So that was how he managed to stay in the field of grace. And he said, you know, what about Guru Nanak? And people, again, say all kinds of things about Guru Nanak. Somebody, okay, hello, who's still there? All right. Good. Okay, so he was saying that Guru Nanak said one basic thing, live in the truth. And he said that Guru Nanak, this is what Guru Nanak lived, and this is what Guru Nanak said, that was the basic thing, live in the truth, the Sat Nam, Ek Onkar Sat Nam. Just be connected to the truth, and what's the truth? The bigger truth. There's individual truth, collective truth, and universal truth. So So the truth that Guru Nanak was talking about, the Ekankar, the oneness, is the truth is that we are divine beings. We are these spiritual beings having this, hopefully, human and spiritual experience, not just spiritual beings having a human experience. We're spiritual beings having a divine and human experience combined. So we'll tweak that phrase a little bit. And then he said, you know, what did Buddha say? Buddha said, let your wisdom be your guide to the sattva, to the truth. So to the sattvic quality, your wisdom becoming the divine, the divinity, again, being able to experience those higher frequencies, the higher stage of grace. And then he said, you know, what did Muhammad say? Muhammad said, be humble, be humble, be humble before God. So in other words, act from your soul, not from your ego, the humility to get the soul out of the way. So we say, you know, he tells us, you know, that the spiritual world is not a peaceful place. It's a battle. It requires discipline. It requires focus to stay focused. It's a lot. It's a big challenge to bring this divinity into this 3D human form and the chaotic world that we've lived in, and bring the order of the divine out of the chaos of this last 26,000 Kali Yuga cycle into this Aquarian age. So that's what he wanted to talk to us about today. And the chant we're going to do is our Das Vai. And why did we choose our Das Vai? Because our Das Vai is the prayer of the prayerless, the hope of the hopeless, and it's the Guru Amar Das's chant, who served Guru Ram Das. So here we go. Let's see. Our Das Vai.
Ramlasuru, Sachi Sahi. Ramdas Guru,
I'm about to
Protection go around the world, spin it around like Leia Yoga. That's what the Master's telling us. He's saying, miracles will appear around you. Spin yourself in this mantra this week and always, and miracles will appear around you. Okay, thank you. Okay, so our teacher just left, and here we are. Would anybody like to share anything? I really enjoyed that meditation. Like I said, I'm sitting outside, and I'm seeing this beautiful breeze just started blowing in these trees, and I feel that it kind of feels like these angels just floating around or something. There was no breeze a minute ago, and then as soon as our teacher left, I feel this breeze come up, so it feels like a little gift, a little divine gift.
It's a little joy.
Beautiful. Did you like it? How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Yeah. Good. Was that Linda?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda. Nice to meet you.
Yes, happy you're here. Yeah, I'm outside. The phone stayed connected. That's beautiful.
That's so that thing is stopped raining for the call.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, was it raining there? It stopped raining here. You mean here or where you are?
Well, where I am. It's been raining for 2 days almost straight.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. We needed it.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, here too. It was raining and then it stopped right before the call. Wow.
Well, it's the rain to Arizona where those trees are on fire.
Oh, wow. Yeah, California, too, where they had all the fires right before I left.
I had a, in my meditation, I had a vortex.
So wow.
I put all the intention that you did in the beginning inside the vortex. It shall happen. And I spin. And it spinned and went away. I kept putting all kinds of things in it.
Yay. Thank you. I love it. I feel that. That's what's showing at the end. It must have been you. I felt the energy spinning.
So I kept putting all these tension that you gave us in the beginning, prosperity, everything. I just put in the vortex spinning, and I was so happy to see it.
Yay. I love it. Excellent. Oh, I'm feeling it as she's talking about it. Mm-hmm. The strength of that. Wow.
Mhm. They say when you have a vortex and you put things in it, it shall happen.
Mhm.
It goes into the cosmic and it shall come back to you.
Beautiful.
So
good. Well, that's our homework this week. Ardas Bayi and spin the vortex. Put our intentions in the vortex this week.
Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. That was really inspiring, beautiful call today.
Thank you,
everybody. So, we'll look forward to feeling you in our meditations this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Salam.
Hello.
Salam. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.